Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." So, did you get anything good for Christmas? What was there for you under the tree? I'm guessing that you can remember a Christmas present you received in the past that stands out in your memories more than others. That toy that you had been begging your parents for. That handcrafted project your child assembled just for you, made with popsicle sticks, glue, and love. That dream destination vacation your spouse surprised you with that caught you off guard. Whenever we think of those gifts, it warms our hearts. Regardless of what presents you received this Christmas or those you treasure from the past, we celebrate the greatest gift of all, the birth of Jesus. He is God's greatest gift to you. The birth of Jesus signifies to us that God Almighty became a man to bring to earth the mercy, love, and forgiveness of heaven. Long before Jesus was born, God came before Moses, and that frightened him. After all, God is perfect, and Moses was anything but. Moses had his flaws and failures, just like you and me. When God came before Moses, Moses readily recognized that he didn't deserve to be there with God because of his imperfections. Sinful man can't stand before holy God. And so, that we might be able to approach God without fear and trembling, God sent his Son into the world to live the life of perfection that we never could, so that he could shed his blood to cover us with the holiness of heaven. Because of Jesus, when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. No. Instead, he sees the perfection of his Son. Whatever gifts you were given this Christmas, they pale in comparison to the gift of the Savior. We have a God who is compassionate and faithful. We have a God who is patient, abounding in love, and faithful to keep his promises. Merry Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending me the greatest gift of all this Christmas, my Savior. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.